Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview. Joining me in the studio are Maria Bruna Cirabella, who's here on the phone with us, and Ariella Hughes to talk about Soul Collage. Good morning, Maria Bruna. Are you there with us?
Yes. Good morning, Emily and Ariella.
Hi. So can you tell me a little bit about what Soul Collage is and what Sitkins can expect if they join you at your workshop next weekend? It's Saturday, September 23rd and 24th.
Yes, I'm so much looking forward to being there at SITKA. Soul Collage is actually a very powerful and playful method of self-expression, self-inquiry, and also of finding ways to surprise yourself, because as you play in making cards and creating small collages, you discover so many wonderful things and messages from within yourself, from your inner depth, that your own wisdom actually surprises yourself over and over. And it's a very simple method. It's very creative, but accessible to anyone who is able to hold a pair of scissors and use glue, and that has interest in exploring her or his own creativity and her or his own soul. And basically what you do in Soul Collage, you create small collages that we call Soul Collage cards, and you give them voice by transforming yourself into the image and using a simple gestalt exercise to hear the message of the image that becomes an ally or a guide, a support system or an advisor for you for the rest of your life. It's actually so much easier to do it than to try to explain it. So I really recommend that if you're curious, just come over and give it a try.
And can you tell me a little bit more about the history of Soul Collage? How did it originate?
Soul Collage actually was born through Sina Frost. She passed away about 18 months ago. She was a psychotherapist and a profoundly spiritual and curious person that lived in Watsonville, California. She always said, "I am the mother of Soul Collage, I'm not the one who created it," because she really felt that the archetype of this opportunity of explore yourself and express yourself was transmitted somehow from the collective unconscious through her. And it has become an amazing tool for thousands and thousands of people. So she started out in this particular part of her journey while she was following a human potential course with Jean Houston. You might know Jean. She is a very prolific author and philosopher who has been teaching human potential development for many, many years. And as a final project for that course, every participant had to present a project. And when Sina went home and started meditating on what shall I offer my community, my group, she was she tuned into the possibility of reading the name of each one of the participants. And there were about 130, so it was a pretty large group. And it was impossible to really know them intimately in person. But she used the names, and she tuned into their presence, and then she asked her intuition to offer the voice of an archetype that might be connected in some way with this person. And she wrote a haiku for each one. On one side of it, index card, and on the other side, she had the name of the person. And when she presented this project, her graduating project, she was received with a lot of enthusiasm and interest. The majority of people were really surprised by her words and said, "How did you know? We hardly spoke, you know, more than 2 or 3 sentences in all this time, and you caught exactly what is working within me." And a few people said, "Well, you know, this is very interesting, thank you, but I don't feel any resonance." But in time, what happened is that Sina received phone calls and emails from some of these people saying, how did you know? I was not aware at that time that this archetype was important in my life. And now it is awake and alive, and it's working me, and it's wonderful. So Sina started feeling that there was something in this process that she used that had value, that had connection, and that the intuition was actually working in a very wise way. And so she started sharing this discovery with her women group. She actually had two groups at that time. And nobody remembers who, for the first time, said, why are we only using words? Let's put some images out. Let's get some magazines and calendars and see what images resonate with the words we are writing and with the person that we are focusing on. And so they did. And that was the beginning of Soul Collage. This was the late 80s, 89, actually. And at that time, the process was called the Netter process. And Netter is an ancient Egyptian word that has to do with recognizing the presence of a, let's call it, divine energy or unifying energy, which Soul Collage calls the source, in every manifestation and especially in every god and goddesses. So it was a beautiful word with many layers of meaning signifying that we are one and we are many at the same time. And that concept is exactly what was emerging in the work that Sina was doing with her women group, that we had many, many voices inside of ourselves, some very personal, some archetypical. Some were voices of friends and family and sacred objects, and some were voices that were coming from our energetic experience of being in the body. So it was like a whole constellation of beautiful messages and presences that was starting to manifest itself in images and words. And so the Netter process, as it was called back then, started being taught at Sina's living room, usually from morning to evening on a Saturday. And people started coming in, you know, small groups. It was very intimate and beautiful. But one day in 1998, a couple from North County of Santa Cruz came to take the usual workshop, Kylia Taylor and Jim Caulfield. And they own a small publishing house in Santa Cruz County. They came to the workshop, they fell in love, like many people did, including me at the very first hour. And they asked Sina, you know, we would be so honored to publish your book. And Sina said, well, what book? And laughing, the three of them started talking and planning. And in 2001, the first book came out. And the name Soul Collage was given to the process, to the method, because it felt much more descriptive and easy to receive for the large public than the Netter process. Also, we, especially the old-timers like me, I met Sina in 1996, and I've been practicing and teaching Soul Collage since then. We have a very deep affection for that strange word, Netter.
And
basically, this is the history. Yes.
We're running a little short on time. We have a couple of minutes left. I just wanted to ask you how you and Ariella connected and how you're, you know, now coming to Sitka as a result of that connection.
That's a beautiful synchronicity.
Yeah. Well, I want to just say one thing, and that's that we are so excited to have Maria Bruna come here to Sitka and share this incredible work that she's been devoted to for the last a couple of decades. So it's a really special event that we're having here, that, and very, very wonderful that she is taking the time to come up here to Alaska. And the story, I'll tell you the brief version, is I was actually on a meditation retreat, mm-hmm. and Maria Bruna was giving a soul collage retreat, and we were sharing the same facility.
Mm-hmm.
And I was down in the art room at this facility, and I literally felt like, oh, I need to go up there and see what's going on. And I actually had to break silence on my retreat, but I walked into the room, and right as I walked into the room, she was walking in pretty much from the other side of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's how we met. And she expressed some interest in coming to Alaska, and I said, well, I have quite a bit of interest in bringing you there too. So.
And
so thank you, Marie Bruna, for letting me tell that story. And we want to let everyone know that the workshop, there's a drumming circle on Friday, September 22nd, which is the equinox. So it's the fall moon equinox drumming circle. That will be at Yaw Chapel from 7 to about 9. And that's, you don't have to register for that. You just show up. There's, if you can have a drum, that would be great. Bring your drum. If you don't have a drum, either try to borrow one, or there'll be some extra things to play there when you get there. And then the workshop itself is Saturday and Sunday. Saturday it's all day, 9 to 9, with breaks for meals, of course. And then Sunday from 9 to noon, and that will be at the Sitka Fine Arts Campus in the, well, they called it the Pink Room. I like to rename it the Rose Room just because I love roses. Yeah, that's the nuts and bolts. And they can call me at 738-7333 or email Oriella@ak.net to register. And the cost for the drumming circle is $15, and the cost for the Soul Collage Workshop is $225.
All right. Well, we are just out of time, but Maria Bruna, if there's anything else you'd like to add before we sign off, we certainly thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Emily. My gratitude goes to Oriella. This is a beautiful adventure we are embarking into, and I look forward to seeing all the creative images and messages that will come from the participants. It's so rich and beautiful, so I thank you.
Yes, and I want to invite all Sitkins to go over to the North Sisters Juice Company there next to Subway, and you'll see a whole display of Soul Collage cards that have been enlarged, and they're on the wall, and it's quite powerful. So if you have an opportunity, stop in, say hi to Carrie Fish, take a look at the wall, and you'll get a real sense of what we're up to.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me again this morning. I've been speaking to Maria Bruna Cirabella and Ariella Hughes, and they're talking about the Soul Collage workshop that's happening next weekend, Saturday, September 23rd and 24th, and there's a drumming circle that Friday as well. Thanks again. 2 weekends from now, yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria Bruna.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.